Hey everybody, welcome back to another show. I'm John Slicky, and this week we're going to go over some text image updates. So we got a couple of good links to show, and let's get right into it. So first up, we've got Dable Diffusion 0.9. So it's funny that 0.9 is quite a big release. So Stable Diffusion is a model from a company called Stability AI, and what you can see here is their new model. It looks like, actually looks like the 1.0 is going to come in a couple weeks. But for those listening, we're looking at some demo images from their new model. One is an alien walking through Las Vegas, which looks quite good. And I think, you know, if we think of Midjourney as the, you know, kind of the, you know, that top level, I have to admit, you know, some of these demos, we have another one of Wolf in Yosemite National Park. Again, looks really good. And here's kind of the big news here. So, and if you ever use any of these, image tools, you've seen that hands and faces have been quite a problem. And so this prompt is basically a hand holding up a coffee cup around a beach, and it does not look like a plot from a horror movie. This looks really, really good, really, really crisp. And that's a big deal, right? Because I think then you could start to see more and more of these things being used for much more. Here we've got a scene inside of a glass bottle, which looks pretty cool. Oh, we got hands. We have basically a hand holding a heart. So you actually see two hands in this photo. So pretty much an impressive update. I think, you know, the ability to, you know, get to this quality so quickly. And it's cool too on the,
we'll link it up in the show notes for those of you guys listening.
On their announcement page, they actually have the beta version of the model, then the final version of the model. And you can kind of see like the leaps and bounds. These before and after shots are
really quite stunning. And
so I'm excited to play with it. So let's get into it. So to use this 0.9 model, you can actually go to clipdrop.co. That's kind of Stability AI's little tool set. And, you know, we've covered this before. But they actually have a way for you to play with the 0.9 model, and they have some examples up. So let's just take a peek here. So, you know, we've got a lion with wings, which looks really cool.
We've got a layered cake.
Looks like a real cake. Good. We've got jellyfish through a forest, got kind of like a 90s anime style 3D hamburger. Oh, here we go. It's a farmer cat holding a shovel in a garden. This is incredible. I got to click on this. Okay, well, that's processed. I'll pull up another image that I made. So this is, I think, two people getting out of a car in a futuristic city in front of a fast food restaurant. And, you know, really quite stunning. The level of detail, the quality of the image, and here's a couple other examples here. I don't know why this guy's like sitting on a chair behind him, but
this one's really good too. This one, you get
more in the city. And, you know, I know Midjourney had an update too recently, which I haven't gotten to check out yet. But, I will say I don't love the Midjourney Discord building, but, you know, just doing something like this is quite nice. So let's check back on our cat. Oh, man. These are good. I think this one's my favorite.
This was kind of a vintage black and white photo.
So I'm on so you can try this for free. So on Clipdrop. So definitely go play with it. you know, see what you think, see how much better you feel it is. And yeah, I'm super impressed. I think this is going to be a big deal, and I can't wait for the 1.0. That's going to come so quickly. So Stable Diffusion XL's the new model. Okay, so this is just a fun little program of, you could turn a sketch into an image. So here's a, we'll just leave this predetermined owl. It's just like a Microsoft Paint version of an owl. And it is going to build, it's a, going to build the something here. And we've got a kind of a cool looking owl. It almost looks like an owl toy inside of a, like a hollowed out log. Kind of goofy, but I thought it was cool. You should be able to kind of like scribble out something that you want.
So it's Scribble Diffusion. All right, let's go to the next thing.
Okay, so Adobe Express, which if anybody hasn't used, is quite like Canva, you know, simplistic, straightforward, you know, templated. You can make a flyer. You can do some, I've made a YouTube thumbnail in there. You know, you could do, you know, let's see. Yeah, Instagram posts. Yeah, like I said, flyers, menus. But the cool thing that they did is they've incorporated Adobe Firefly into the product. So you can kind of, so I just clicked on one of their examples and I don't know what I'm agreeing to, but sure. And took the generated image and went right into their suite. So, you know, I could start to do stuff with it, play with the styles a little bit. I can write some text right on top of it. There we go. I mean, this is an insane image, but you get the idea. So, I think it's kind of cool that, you know, some of these things are right into your workflow. A lot of the image tools, like, they've been separate. So the cool thing that I think this is it's kind of built into something where you can make and explore and add upon. And so it'll be interesting to see how much people start using some of these tools while it's built in. Okay. So, all right. Last but not least is, I love simplistic tools that solve a problem. So I guess a very specific problem. So we're going to try to make a color palette in this tool, Color GPT. Let's see. I want some vibrant yellows. Some dark pinks and some expressive reds. I'm so curious. And the dark navy blue that feels like a fall cold night.
This is okay.
It's 5 a.m. by the way, everybody, so you guys gotta bear with me here. I mean, okay, right? You know, I mean, I was a little over the top with my prompt, but, you know, you get a quick color palette. You can start playing with these things. Kind of helps you boilerplate some stuff out. And yeah, like I said, I love a simple tool, and that's Color GPT. So I think that's all we got today. So I just want to thank everybody for joining me again this week. We'll keep all the notes in so everybody can go play with the new Stability Diffusion model, and you can do some scribbles. I'd love to see anybody making some cool scribbles. But that's our roundup of the week. Thank you all for joining us.